Right, Baltimore, Richard Arnold, morning to you.
Morning, Mike. Those images are dramatic, aren't they?
Incredible.
Yeah. Took only moments for one of the most important bridges in this country's northeast to collapse into the Baltimore Harbour after being hit by the cargo ship. 2.6 kilometre long, this bridge once was the Francis Scott Key Bridge, named after the person who wrote the words for the U.S. National Anthem, Star Spangled Banner and so on, turned into a crumbled mass of twisted and tangled steel just sitting there in the water. Thankfully, the ship's crew on board the Dali realised they'd lost power as they tried to navigate towards the bridge, so they sent out a last-second mayday, says President Biden.
Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation. As a result, local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic before the bridge was struck, which undoubtedly saved lives.
Still, there were several cars on the bridge, and a road repair crew was in operation when it all came crashing down. They have spotted at least four vehicles. There may have been more in the water. One of them was sitting there with its lights on. This happened at 1:30 in the morning. Six people listed as unaccounted for right now. Two have been rescued. One is treated in hospital. But those numbers have varied, so we wait to see what they say with the next update, which comes up on the half hour ahead. The rescue chief says of the situation,
we have multiple resources. We are still very much in an active search and rescue posture at this point, and we will continue to be for some time.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of emergency. The FBI is on scene, so is the Transport Secretary and dozens of other agencies. The governor saying,
this is a place that is a normal commute route for over 30,000 Marylanders every single day. And so to hear the words that the Key Bridge has collapsed, it's shocking.
Yeah, there is one plus apart from that mayday call, and that is that it happened well clear of rush hour. Obviously, that would have made a big difference.
Thank God that this didn't happen during the day.
That is the local Congress member, Dutch Ruffersberger. This catastrophe leaves a huge challenge, obviously, as you hear. It's the main northeastern transport route. Also, it is the a major port, President Biden saying.
It handles a record amount of cargo last year. It's also the top port in America for both imports and exports of automobiles and light trucks. Around 850,000 vehicles go through that port every single year.
Well, before they do anything else, they're going to have to clear out all that wreckage. The harbor is in fairly shallow water. That's going to be a huge, huge job, says Biden, of what they're facing.
It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort.
So that's his initial take, that this was an accident. Whether the cargo line has financial responsibility, we'll see, won't we? But they will need to replace this bridge, and whatever resources they bring to bear, going to take a while.
Yeah, it is indeed. All right, mate, appreciate it very much, and we'll stay on top of it throughout the morning.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.